From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yaki reporting. U.S. says Syria is clearly trying to disrupt peace talks. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry today accused Syria of clearly trying to disrupt the U.N.-sponsored peace talks aimed at ending the bloody five-year civil war in the country by demanding that there be no discussion of removing President Bashar al-Assad from power. The top U.S. diplomat said that violence in the war-racked country has been hugely reduced by 80% to 90% since a cessation of hostilities was declared 2 weeks ago. But he said the single biggest violator of the truce has been the Assad regime. However, the U.S. Secretary of State says the U.N.-sponsored peace talks on Syria should go ahead as planned Monday, despite what he called perceived truce violations by the Syrian government. State Department spokesman John Kirby.
Now, these are clear violations of the cessation of hostilities and of the expressed commitment by the Assad regime to the United States and Russia as ceasefire task force co-chairs to provide full humanitarian access and to abide by the cessation of hostilities.
Kerry spoke after meeting with his British, French, German, and Italian counterparts today in Paris about the Syrian crisis. Ahead of Monday's discussion, Syrian Foreign Minister Walid Mulam warned negotiators that any talk about the fate of Syria's president is off the table. "We will not talk with anyone who wants to discuss the presidency. Bashar al-Assad is a red line," Mulam said. Mohammed Alush, the chief negotiator for Syria's main opposition group, says the president has to go, a demand the U.S. also has long made. We'd like to invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A group of European vacationers to the Greek islands have started helping asylum seekers from the Middle East. Jamie Detmer reports from northern Greece.
There are now an estimated 16,000 war refugees and migrants, most fleeing conflict in Syria and Iraq, trapped on Greece's border with Macedonia. The Macedonians have shut the border at Idomeni, and conditions are worsening here by the day. Even so, there are far fewer volunteers at Idomeni to help the refugees than last summer, when European vacationers switched from being holidaymakers and became informal relief workers. Jana Rickard is 23 years old and from Germany.
We came down here to support refugees. We're from a group that drives down the Balkan route carrying donations. And we have transported food with us as well, but the last days we were always giving out tea. This creates a community.
They are critical of the established NGOs, accusing them of being hidebound and too bureaucratic. Jamie Detmer, Idomeni, in northern Greece.
In U.S. politics, Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is blaming Democrat Bernie Sanders and his supporters for what he says was a planned disruption that forced him to cancel a Chicago rally Friday. Sanders issued a statement denying his campaign organized the protests and blamed Trump's harsh rhetoric. Trump spoke about some of the issues on his supporters' minds.
They're fed up with the stupidity in Washington. They're fed up with the stupidity of trade deals and labor deals. They're fed up with the fact that they haven't had an increase in the last 12 years, if you can believe it.
Republicans in Washington held a convention Saturday that has the same effect as a primary. In the vote, Rubio edged out Kasich. Trump came in third. Rubio earned 10 delegates and Kasich the other 9. For the Democrats, presidential candidate Hillary Clinton is far out in front in the delegate count, and Sanders is relying on big support by young voters to keep his candidacy strong. French aviation investigators say the co-pilot of the German Wings jetliner who crashed the plane in the French Alps last year had been referred to a psychiatric clinic just 2 weeks before deliberately killing all 150 people on board. The findings by BEA, the French authority responsible for safety investigations into accidents or incidents in civilian aviation, were included in a report issued today, more than a week before the first anniversary of the March 24, 2015 tragedy. North Korea is denying recent accusations made by South Korea that it launched cyber attacks on the smartphones of several South Korean government officials last month. An editorial in the North's state-run Rongdong Sinmun newspaper today said claims made by the South's intelligence service were fabrications. I'm Susan Yaki in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.